And the angels, men said to Lot, God, he was willing to offer his daughters. But the angels say to him, have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against him has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. On to verse, further down to verse 16, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. The Lord's mercy delivered Lot from the midst of that city, that perverse place before God's destruction. And then verse 22, they said, hurry, escape, get out. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. And then verse 24, the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. This is judgment from heaven, folks. It's not living in a fallen world where the prince of the power of the air, the god of this age, is wreaking havoc. This is judgment from heaven. God delivers the righteous before he pours his judgment from heaven. The great tribulation is the judgment of God poured out from heaven. We will be delivered, but it will get really bad for everyone else and separation. So, the Thessalonians being in the midst of the trials and troubles they were in, Paul says to be comforted in it. God's righteous. His judgment's going to be passed on these people. What does that mean? I mean, you read some of the Psalms. As a note here for your own studies, read Psalm 9 and 10. Read Isaiah 66. Places like this. You know, God, what should our heart be when you get burned by a non-believer? When you see the things we see in the world, the people wealthy beyond measure that never seem to lack in any way, but they don't know God. They don't even acknowledge that he exists. It's Psalm 73. Read all this stuff. It talks about it. What's our heart? What should our heart be? Is it Charles Bronson style? Don't you just love it? You know, some of us my age used to watch Bronson movies. His wife got killed or his daughter got killed, and he goes out with his gun and says, I'm going to get them all. Shoot that one left. Go get him. He's over there, Charles. Boom. Or Dirty Harry or Schwarzenegger for you guys today. Revenge, it plays out over and over and over in the movie screen, doesn't it? The theme of vengeance, righteous vengeance. And God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Pray for those who persecute you. If they slap you on the cheek, turn the other one. Wow. I'm going to close with this. The heart of God is in Ezekiel 18. This is my last verse. We're going to close here. Ezekiel chapter 18. Let's look at verse 30. Those of you that believe in inheriting the sins of the fathers and mothers should read this chapter. That's bogus, okay? Towards the end of chapter 18, the children of Israel say, the Lord's not fair. Why? Because he was saying, if a wicked man, if an axe murderer, a Texas chainsaw massacre, accepts Jesus Christ and repents of his ways, he'll be righteous in God's eyes. And if the good person lives good all their life but never receives Christ, they're going to burn in an eternal hell, separated from God. Well, that's not fair, God, is what the children said. And God says, the way of the Lord, you think the way of the Lord is not, O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair? In your ways which are not fair. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord. Everyone that doesn't receive Christ is going to be judged according to their ways. Those of us that are Christians know that if God judged us for our ways, he would find such filth. John says we are liars if we don't admit that. It's true. I've got a little bit of me in everything I do. I can't wipe it completely clean. I'm not there. Repent and turn from all your transgressions so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you've committed and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. That's the heart of God, guys, this morning. He doesn't take pleasure in anyone being separated from him for eternity. He doesn't want anybody to. He didn't even make the lake of fire except for Satan and the demons. That our heart should be this. Come, Lord Jesus. As I eat of the book, as John ate of the book, the title deed, the earth, and saw what God, the God's righteous judgment coming, he said, oh, it was so sweet to the taste. Oh, it's going to be great. Everything will finally be made right, but bitter. Mankind is going to burn. People are going to burn for eternity separated from God in pain and writhing forever. It's bitter to the stomach. Then start learning something, guys. People that aren't saved that are messing with you, instead of getting angry, have pity. Have pity on them. Change your hearts towards the way God's is. He is so, oh, God, please. It's, please receive me. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll send my own son. I'll come in the, whatever it takes. I'll start pouring the earth. The sky's going to roll back. The stars are going to fall. The mountains are going to lay flat. I'm going to send creatures to bite human beings. I'm going to do everything I can to draw people to me. That this place isn't it, you know. Turn their head towards Sodom. So we... let's just stop here. You got loved ones that don't know Jesus this morning. If you're here and you don't know Jesus, sobering, isn't it? Who's coming to your heart? Let's lift them up in prayer. Father, your Spirit is moving, Lord, across the earth. Into the hearts of men, Lord, we pray now for those that you've just burdened our hearts with, that you would afresh woo, draw, convict, Lord Jesus, their hearts to receive you. We so look forward to spending eternity in your presence, Father, with our loved ones. Move, we pray, as we agree together in Christ's name. And we all said, amen.